How old is too old to trick and or treat? That is the question you are tasked with answering today on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Get your digits trolling over to your phone and let us know. 651-641-1071. How old is too old for the trick and or treating? Colleen, do you want to know why we're asking this question?
How did you know that that was going to be my next question?
Because that's how we do this thing. But thank you for asking regardless. The reason we're asking is, well, Halloween is right around the corner. Can you believe? Gosh, it's the 22nd today. So Halloween-y, one imagines you're all going to be doing this next weekend if you got kids. I say kids because I think the assumption is generally that Halloween and trick-or-treating is a child's holiday and a gay person's holiday when it comes to dressing up in a fabulous outfit and going to the club. But that's a whole different celebration. As far as like going door to door and asking for candy, it seems like
that's, other things.
Like what? Who would, why would you get anything other than candy?
I mean, for obvious reasons, not everybody wants candy. Sometimes, you know.
No, but
you give things like yo-yos and Play-Doh. Sorry.
I don't think anybody wants Play-Doh. They want candy. Anyway, my question is, the assumption is that it's for kids. But as I thought about it, I was like, are you like carding people at the door at a certain age? There was a whole article over at The Takeout about how old is too old. And I honestly think that if you're willing to put on a costume and beg for free candy at someone else's doorstep, you should get it. 651-641-1071. If you disagree or you got your own opinions, please let us know. Colleen, what say you as the purveyor of non-candy items at your door during the Halloween celebration?
I am a come one, come all house. I believe that if you are out and you are not getting into trouble and really all you're doing is ringing doorbells and asking for candy, I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
I don't care if you are 82. And you come to my doorbell and you say trick or treat, I'm going to give you Play-Doh. I will give you Play-Doh.
It'd be delightful.
I honestly.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Was going to say, like, if someone showed up as and I was like, oh, look, it's the Crypt Keeper. You look amazing. And it's like Barb from down the street at the age of 96. Like, I was just trying to get some candy. That's a great old lady costume, Barb. Oh. No, that would be awkward.
But I really do believe, like, honestly, if, you know, who am I to be the police of whether or not you deserve candy or Play-Doh?
Well, you've already decided for America that they don't deserve candy on Halloween, which is why
you
hand out
it from
garbage.
Everybody else.
Okay,
they're
let's go to Jeremy is on the line. And Jeremy's going to answer our question for us. Jeremy, how old is too old to trick or treat?
No age limit. If you want to go trick-or-treating, go right ahead. It's the fun of getting dressed up and going out and having a good time.
Now, do you trick-or-treat there, Jeremy?
No, but now that you've said this, I think I actually might just dress up in my Renaissance costume and go out trick-or-treating.
There you go. This year.
There you go. I mean,
See what happens.
I don't think that's weird at all, Jeremy. So do it. Let us know. I would just be curious, like, if people, you know, look at you with a raised eyebrow if you're alone, but
Well, I'm 50 now. I went when I was, the last time I went was 13. So that was 1984. I got a lot of people questioning me why I was trick-or-treating at 13.
Oh, well, let us know how it works, Jeremy. Thanks for your call. I asked this question originally because I was like, I started to do the math. Like, you know, I would imagine by the time you're a teenager, that's probably going to wane. But then I was like, but honestly, if you're wearing a costume, does anybody know what you look like? I mean, if you're like 7 foot tall and, you know, I mean, I guess it's obvious you're not a child, but for the most part, like, who is opening their door going, I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable giving an adult candy.
But honestly, I think that, listen, I hope that we have grown past this, that like, we are just not, but I think that Jeremy was right. Like, back when he was 13, back when I was a teenager, people would say something. They'd be like, what are you doing trick-or-treating? You're too old for this. And it's like, no, who cares?
Yeah.
I would hope that we've grown past that behavior.
Wow, it was. I like the way you said that. Panda tweeted us and said, if you're willing to dress up and put in the effort, go ahead and go trick-or-treating. I went trick-or-treating with my nephews 2 years ago. I still dressed up with a giant mask, and I'm kid-sized. So I honestly think, you know, find some children, you know, use them as your decoys and get yourself some candy, right?
But here's the other thing. Can I also just say this? I also don't want to be the police of whether or not somebody's costume is a costume. Because that's the other thing you'll
get. What are you supposed to be?
Yeah, it's like, who cares? Like, yeah. If somebody wants candy and they're going to ring your doorbell for it, I'll just give them the damn candy. I'm not giving them candy.
I was going to say, you're probably also the person who would have left a bowl of candy out on their front stoop, and then, like, one kid would have showed up and taken it all. Because you're like, everybody just take what they want.
Listen. Self-police. I don't need to be in charge of you people.
Let's go to Linda. She's like, I'm in charge of enough people during the day. Let's go to Linda. She's on the line and has an answer to our question. How old is too old to trick or treat, Linda?
Well, if somebody drives up to your house, gets out of the car and trick or treats, they're too old.
Okay. So that's where you're calling it. That's your line, Linda.
I'm calling it. If you drive up to my house and get out of your car and come trick or treating,
you've almost thank you, Linda, for your call. You almost have to have a certain amount of respect for the individual who does that, especially if they then leave your house, get in their car, pull up to the next house, get right out. Like, I would be like, I am here to reward this behavior just because you are a tool.
To be fair, we live in the city where we can see into our neighbors' homes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you live in a more rural area, I can see why the driving door to door might be effective.
I think she meant, like, if you're behind the wheel, mm-hmm. not your like mm-hmm. kids getting out, but
I mean, listen. I'm super fine with it.
Yeah. Again, I am not provide. Like, here are my 5 points you must meet in order to get my free candy.
Right.
Like, I am only handing candy out to persons whose costumes meet a certain criteria. And the rest of you, get off my lawn!
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, I'm glad we did not answer that question because, more importantly, when we return, not one, not two, but three different things will get shoved in our respective mouths upon our return. It's a cheat day because it's Friday right here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1. We're streaming live and eating everything entertainment. I mean, if entertainment was edible, we would eat it. Hi. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley. That's Colleen.
Hi.
And Holly, of course. It's Friday. We're cheaters, hence cheat day. Friday.
Dirty, rotten cheater.
Cheat day taste test.
Stick this in your mouth.
Colleen, we're each going. This is a cheat day triple threat here on the Colleen and Bradley Show.
Triple threat!
Triple threat! Colleen, explain how this is going to work, please.
Okay, so we talked about this, last week?
It was
earlier
this week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it was earlier this week. We did Pizza's Court. We were talking about whether or not bacon belonged on pizza, and the thing that prompted this was some new offerings from the Papa John's, and they are bacon forward. So we each have a bacony offering from the Papa John's. Mm-hmm. I have the pizza.
You have the pizza. So this is all part of what's called Bacon Mania. Treat yourself to our newest bacon members on the menu at Papa John's. Pick from our delicious triple bacon pizza, smoky bacon parmesan crusted papadilla, and bacon jalapeno papa rolls. Or try all three, which is what we're going to do. Hooray! So, Holly, show your bits.
Show your bits,
Halls. Show your bits, Halls.
There's the inside.
Oh, ooh, hey. She's showing us the inside of her papadilla.
Hey.
First time I've seen that on the radio.
What is that?
We'll get to that in just a moment. Okay.
I don't
know. So we have three items up for bid. Each of us is trying one on our own, but each of them has bacon. And roundly, when we discussed this earlier this week, I think decided that bacon really didn't belong on pizza. But we've got some different pizza incarnations. So let's start with, where do you want to start? I don't care. Who wants to go first?
Holly looks really interested in her pizzadilla.
Well, I'm just trying to figure it out.
It's a papadilla. I will explain to the listener.
Papadilla. Okay.
A papadilla is. A papadilla. Papadilla.
You can pop it in your mouth while we talk about it too, Halls.
It's brown and sweaty.
It's basically. Great. Please sell it. It's basically a pizza quesadilla. Pizza quesadilla that has bacon and cheese and things on it. And she's eating it. Mm-hmm. And I will say, as I look at it, I mean, it doesn't look horrible. It looks like something I would get all up in.
There's bacon and, what did you say, cheese?
Oh, God.
On it, sorry.
What's going on over there?
Honey? I don't know. Like there's struggling. A lot going on. All I can really taste is the barbecue sauce. Oh. There's barbecue sauce on this, and so it's very sugar forward.
It says flatbread style sandwich with grilled chicken, bacon, onions, cheese, and BBQ sauce, served with BBQ dipping sauce.
Yeah, all I could taste was the BBQ sauce.
Okay.
And so what I'm hearing is that you're not going to be dipping it in the BBQ sauce.
No, actually, I got spicy garlic dipping sauce.
Ooh, so that's exciting.
It'll be fun for everyone.
Okay, so sell it. So that is the barbecue chicken bacon papadilla. Now let's, you know, I'm just going to go down the list of the small to the big. So now let's move on to the thing that I have sitting in front of me, which is the bacon jalapeno popper rolls. And I want to give you this description here of the bacon jalapeno popper rolls.
Jalapeno popper rolls.
Now, this is the one that sounded the best to me. This is the one that was like, I was like, ooh, I'm interested in that. That sounds interesting.
Why didn't you get this one?
Because that wasn't what I wanted to do. Pizza.
Yeah, that's right. Because you wanted to eat pizza. Okay. Now, what's funny is this is obviously a recipe a lot of people make on the internet, because when you search that item, it comes up with people's home recipes. Here we go from Papa John's.
All right.
We rolled out a tasty new side made with Philadelphia cream cheese spread on our original fresh dough, rolled up with jalapenos for a creamy kick. Baked fresh and cut. Oh, but this one has bacon. This is not okay. The regular one. Okay. So,
you pop that in your mouth. I will say this would be like, I would make this for a party.
Yeah. It looks like pizza dough wrapped up, or I should say jalapenos. I don't see any bacon sticking out of this thing. I'm hoping I get one that's got bacon in it, because...
Well, get it jalapeno mouth.
Yeah, take a bite.
Yeah, take a big bite. So they look, I mean, they look like generous nuggets. Like, they look like... And listen, I know Bradley Trainer. He very frequently can put a big thing in his mouth, lickety-split. But you took one bite. You didn't pop the whole thing in your mouth.
Fan of a generous nugget.
I'm just saying, he takes big bites.
Okay.
What? Your face is looking confused.
I need to check something here. Okay, place my order.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you might not have actually received the jalapeno bacon papa.
I didn't get the jalapeno bacon papa rolls. These are just the jalapeno papa rolls.
Oh, no, no.
There's no bacon.
Uh-oh.
So either I clicked the wrong item. Oh, my God.
Is it super spicy? Okay.
They're so spicy, but I shouldn't be surprised. Let me just take another bite.
Okay.
Make sure there's no bacon.
Mm-hmm. No bacon.
I'm kind of bummed about bacon, but I would, you know what? I would eat those if there was no pizza left.
Okay. So this would be like,
but don't order this alone.
No, this is this isn't even like a before pizza appetizer.
Too much dough.
This is like a...
And very spicy. And
Did you dip them in anything?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to taste it without all the zhuzh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got screwed out of that one. Okay. What do you got?
So I have the actual pizza. Now I'm going to be honest. I'm going to like break off the point of the pizza.
Yeah.
Because I don't see any bacon on it. And I want to get to the bacon as fast as possible.
You don't see any bacon?
What?
No. Not at the tip.
And this, by the way,
full strips. This is the
triple bacon pizza that has crispy bacon strips, crumbled up some kind of bacon, and then like julienned Canadian bacon, aka ham.
Before I put this in my mouth, when you said what kind of bacon?
Crispy.
You said crispy.
Uh-oh.
And when I looked at it, I thought, that does not look crispy to me. But then I touched it, and what it feels like is that it was at one point not crispy, but then they put it under the oven.
Oh, yeah, like
a broiler. To crisp it up. Yeah. So it is crispy.
Okay.
Okay, so now I'm going to take a bite. Keep telling, you know, something.
Keep telling something, says
Bacon Mania, which she's getting into it. That was a big, generous bite, so you could get at that crispy bacon layer.
And, you know, going into this, again, just to remind you, we were not fans of bacon on pizza for the simple fact that we thought bacon is too aggressive in the flavor. Not that I, because we all love bacon. Let's not lie, yeah, right? We all love bacon, but we're a little concerned about marinara sauce and smoky bacon.
Yeah, if that was an appropriate combination.
Your face is not giving me any hope, Colleen.
Like, I don't hate it, but if I'm going to have pizza, I'm not going to have this.
Okay.
Because it doesn't taste like pizza. It tastes like pizza, but it tastes like a lot of bacon.
Okay.
Is there marinara sauce on it?
There is, but it's sort of overpowered with the saltiness of the bacon and the ham.
All right, let's do a wrap up quickly.
Okay.
Scale of 0 to 5, 1 to 5 cobras. Holly, how was your papadilla?
2.5 out of 5.
I would say 2. Colleen?
Number 2.
It's a solid 2. Woo! For Bacon Mania Papa John's. When we come back on Colleen and Bradley, celebrities behaving badly right here on My Talk 107.1.
Shouting, messing with a bro now. I'm a bro now. I'm the who, what, when, what a bro now.
I think Holly's was better than mine.
That's it?
In terms of the Bacon Mania experience. 651. Don't. What? Am I giving phone numbers out for? Don't call. Good afternoon and welcome.
We don't want to talk to you.
We don't want to talk. Actually, I'd rather. Well, anyway, welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Traynor. That's Colleen Lindstrom.
Hi.
Holly Roberts. And now we're going to get to those celebrities behaving badly. We call them
D-bags.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
During our last segment, we did our Cheat Day Friday. We were eating Papa John's Bacon Mania. I want you to know that I offloaded the bacon-free jalapeno popper rolls that I thought had bacon in them on Lori and Julia, and they were all about it. So,
oh, well, good.
Just heads up. Now, let's head over to D-Bag Town, shall we?
Yes.
Who is my D-bag, you ask?
Who is your D-bag, Bradley?
My D-bag is a thing called Country Living.
Yeah. The magazine?
Yeah. And I know, okay. you're raising your eyebrows. Like, why is Country Living your D-bag?
I didn't know you subscribed.
I do. I was sitting on the pot yesterday, flipping through my latest issue of Country Living, smoking a ciggy. Not any of those things are true, because I don't smoke, nor do I read magazines on the toilet. However, Jennifer Garner's fans, according to this headline in Country Living, are seriously concerned after watching her pumpkin picking video.
Oh, okay.
Jennifer Garner's fans are seriously concerned about her after watching a pumpkin picking video. Now, on the face of it,
what pray tell happened?
On the face of it, when you hear those words, what do you think? Like, tell me what goes through your mind.
Well, if I'm being honest, it's Country Living magazine. So it feels like her fans are concerned because she has her pumpkin technique. Her pumpkin picking technique is maybe damaging to the other pumpkins in the patch or something.
Yeah, but that's you applying logic. But I think when most people see a headline, first of all, they're not seeing it coming from Country Living because that's, you know, nobody sees that. They just see the headline. And the headline indicates that fans are concerned about something she's doing, which maybe gives you the indication that she's doing something horribly wrong, or like she's damaged, or like she hurt herself, or like something terrible is about to go down.
Bending at the waist instead of like really using her legs.
Also, she's not actually picking pumpkins. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, you know, Country Living, which is a Hearst magazine, by the way, Hearst magazines and Yahoo may earn commission or revenue on some items through the links below, says the story I'm about to tell you. Jennifer Garner keeps it real on Instas, you guys. She's 49, a mother of three. She skips the stage selfies and instead posts down-to-earth videos baking with her mom and learning to crochet. Like, she's
are
just the real
staged?
Deal. No, those are totally real. And then they talk about this post on her Instagram where she's in the field picking pumpkins. She's in her backyard picking squashes. They're orange kabocha squashes. They're not actual pumpkins because pumpkins are a different kind of squash. And then they talk about the fact that apparently somebody mentioned there were snakes in her field where she was picking. And then people were like, oh my God, you're going to die from the snakes. Run out of there. So country living is just trying to, I don't know, get me excited about danger involving potential snake bites on the part of Jennifer Garner, which none of this post has anything to do with, really. I mean, she does post about the snakes, but it's not like, oh my God, I came within moments of dying. It's just like, here I am cutely picking squash, decorative gourds, although they're not really decorative, but and, you know, I just happened to almost step into a pit of vipers. Like, thanks for getting my attention for absolutely nothing, country living.
Also, I have so many questions, and they're all over the place, and I know that this isn't what we're talking about, but did you say this is in her yard?
Well, this is in, she has a farm, which I don't know.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's not in Brentwood.
No, this is not in her California.
Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah, no, she has a century-old Oklahoma farm. That's one of her family's, you know, jewels. And it's also one of the companies that she owns suppliers for pumpkins. And so she occasionally likes to pitch in and get her hands dirty. And so
puts it's on her Oshkosh bagoshes, yeah, and
again, what about any of this sounds completely farms. Human or relatable? Also country living, nice try. Like, I just hate headline trolling. And that's too. Exactly what they did.
We would never.
Also,
do that.
She did not get bit by any snakes.
No, there was no snakes. It literally just says, so you think you can hashtag, so you think you can farm, hashtag National Farmers Day. She got 2.5 million views and thousands of comments with fans who were both impressed by her calm demeanor when somebody nearby mentioned that there might be snakes in this giant field.
Also embedded in this article,
copperheads don't have venom.
Don't have, yeah.
Yeah. So she was actually at no time. In any
risk.
Danger whatsoever. And also, they're not pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, on Jennifer Garner's Instagram, she has a post that has a name tag that says, hello, I'm tired. So am I.
Yeah. Okay. If Jennifer Garner's tired, we're dead.
So true.
Yeah. Because there is nothing relatable about Jennifer Garner, but she's so relatable. It's just like a gal like you and I are. Just a mom, just doing her mom things.
No.
With her family century-old farm that she occasionally shows up to pick a few gourds and throw into a thing for the giant factory that puts out a bunch of products that her lifestyle brand sells. Okay, tell me more about how relatable you are, ma'am. Okay, I'm done. Would you like to share with us your D-bag?
Oh, it's Kate Beckinsale.
What's she up to?
Kate Beckinsale, and it's, listen, this is a mild D-bag. It's because of a humble brag that she flexed in a interview that she did. Apparently, she's got a handicap in Hollywood, and it's been really troubling for her. I'll just say it, because it's nothing to be ashamed of. She has a very high IQ.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. So the average person has an IQ between 85 and 115. But Kate Beckinsale's IQ score is 152, which places her in the top 1% of the population. She is considered highly gifted, but she wants you to know that that has not been a gift for her in her career. She said in a radio interview, every single doctor, every single person I've ever come across has said, you'd be so much happier if you were 30% less smart.
Who has ever said that in their life?
What does she think? She's the star of Flowers for Algernon? Come on.
Please,
no.
Nobody's getting that reference, Holly.
She goes, it's no good to me, though. I it's really not helpful to me in my career. I just think it might have been a handicap. Actually.
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite thing that people do. Also, this is very similar to, like, I'm so pretty in Hollywood. You have no idea how hard I have it because of all of the troubles that pretty people have to deal with that you don't even realize because you're ugly. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah.
So I'm so dumb. I don't realize how much smart people have a hard time in life. What? I don't exactly understand why she's telling us this.
Remember, we're all ugly, too.
Yeah, we're ugly and dumb.
Yeah, we're all dumb and ugly. Yeah. So we have no idea what it's like, because she's beautiful and a genius.
Yeah.
So she
is like the 21st century's Hedy Lamarr.
She studied French and Russian literature at Oxford.
Good for her.
And then she dropped out because she really wanted to pursue her career in acting. She, by the way, still speaks fluent Russian.
Okay.
But it's just been really, it's been hard. It's just been hard. And by the way, this was all in an interview with Howard Stern that she explained how handicapping her
was Howard having any of this? I don't understand.
I don't know, because I didn't have it in me to listen to the entire actual thing. I don't know. Again, to your point, this is one of those things where you're like, oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. So it's hard for you to be really smart.
Yeah. Again, I don't relate to you at all, because while I don't think I'm the dumbest person on the block, I also don't feel like my intelligence has ever gotten in the way of my life's work. Like, what?
We have a sign in our house that says, "Life is hard. It's even harder if you're stupid," which I think is a John Wayne quote. And I just love it. Because
Are you sure it wasn't Albert Einstein?
It could have been.
Or Marilyn Monroe.
Please post this on your Instagram.
Will do. No, but I love the sign, because also, like, in what world am I really going to believe that your life was so difficult because you were intelligent?
Yeah. No. I'm sorry.
That's not the thing that gives you problems in life.
Kate Beckinsale, what is she up to anyway? Also, why is she talking to people?
Problems. Because, I don't know, she's like in another movie or something, because she's an actress and life is hard for her. She's currently starring in Guilty Party on Paramount Plus.
Oh, okay. So she does actually have something to promote. And her chosen way of dealing with that is to show how completely unrelatable Kate Beckinsale actually is.
So here's what I want everybody to do. When you watch that show or anything Kate Beckinsale is in, just find it in your heart to feel very sorry for her.
Yeah.
Because she's so handicapped by this intelligence.
I also just I've never understood the like weird linking that people do and unlinking with intelligence and looks, as if there's any correlation whatsoever. That just tells me most people are probably dumb, because whether they look good or not, because, and I'm not saying I'm smart, I'm just saying it makes no sense. What, like, it's always presented as if you're either smart and ugly or dumb and attractive, because there's this like notion that if you're attractive, you don't have to work at being smart, as if intelligence is something you do like lifting weights, right? Like the two are not necessarily mutually exclusive.
Right.
Like there are just like dumb is universal. Everybody has a little dumb in them. Sometimes
it's so true.
More than others. And everybody's a little ugly. I'm sorry to say, like, I can't tell you how many times you look at a person that the world has decided has deemed attractive and you're like, oh, well, okay.
Have you seen Beyonce's In Between Faces?
I mean, well, she did try to shut those down.
Beautiful, but she did try to shut those down. I know, but we did.
She has the power to do that, unlike the rest of us, whose, you know, social media team is like, I just posted this photo of you. You look great. And, you know, I'm halfway through looking like I just released the Kraken out of my derriere. Okay.
Don't even get me started.
When we come back, we love you, Hannah. Colleen has all the latest on. No, I forgot that. This is a story I saw yesterday and
I've
said to myself,
"I've been waiting for this all day."
I don't know how we're going to talk about this on the air, but all I know is we have to. It involves cigarettes, and a lady in the lobby will tell you what that means when we return right here on My Talk 107.1. In the last segment, I don't know how we're going to talk about this next story. All I know is we need to talk about this story here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Trainer. That's Colleen Lindstrom.
Hi.
And Holly Roberts, of course. Thanks for being with us as we wrap up another beautiful week. I do see sunshine. It's just before the 2 o'clock hour. We have a little bit of pizza inside of us, or pizza related objects. So we're feeling good about life. That's all about to change. And frankly, get a bucket, because I don't know if you're going to be able to hold your food inside. Okay. So I don't even know, as I said, how we can talk about this story. But I'm going to read a headline for you, and I'm going to euphemize a little bit. So, you know, if there are children around, you might, I will euphemize, but I mean, they're still going to know what we're talking about, so be careful. And I don't know these people, but we'll explain. Heather Thompson, this is from Page Six yesterday. Heather Thompson claims Sonia Morgan let men put lit cigarettes in her. Heather Thompson claims Sonia Morgan let men put lit cigarettes in her.
Where do we begin? How many questions can I ask?
How can you not click on this story? So you know how this works.
You did the right thing.
It shows up in your feed. Also, it's a slow news day. And you think to yourself, okay, this is what I do. I'm being quite honest with you. So I go through my feed and I find the stories that I think would make a good fit for the show. I'm sure you do something very similar. And then there are stories that when I find as I'm going through that I'm like, oh, we're not going to talk about this, but I still need to read this story. And right. So I open those. And this is one of those. But increasingly, as I read through it, I was like, we just need to talk about it because I don't even know what I'm reading. And I feel like the two women here on this show might be able to shed some light on this. Sorry, I'm putting a lot of pressure on you. Here's the story, as explained by Page Six. New York's Holland Tunnel is full of cigarette butts. But what about Sonia Morgan's?
Okay, well, and I was first like, of all, kudos to the author.
Did they just call her a Holland Tunnel?
I think they did. I think they absolutely did.
This all has to do... No, go ahead.
Can we get... Who is the writer of this?
Thank you. So what we learn in this story... Oh, you want the actual story, the article writer, or the book?
Yeah, I want to know who wrote the article.
A guy named Evan Real.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. Thank you.
Yes, it was a man. Yep. I don't know. That's an assumption, but...
Because... No woman I know would have started that way.
But,
no.
You know, I'm thankful nonetheless. In the story, you learn that a guy named Dave Quinn wrote an explosive new tell-all book. Now, if you're a Real Housewives fan, I imagine you know all of these players. You no doubt know the story, and you're furiously tweeting us at this very moment. But in the article I read, it says a guy named Dave Quinn wrote an explosive tell-all book called Not All Diamonds and Rosé, the inside story of the Real Housewives from the people who lived it. In that book, he says that Heather Thompson of Real Housewives of New York City claims former co-star Morgan, that is Sonia Morgan, allowed men at some point to put ciggies down there in her lower derby. Now, I'm like, okay, so that's weird.
Right.
What's the context? Because...
Thank you.
I have so many questions. I'm sure you do, too. So then I read down a little further, and it's like, blah, blah, blah. He's telling about a trip to Atlantic City. They're waiting in the lobby for something. And then, again, this is Morgan Maid Thompson and co-star Kristen Takeman wait in the lobby of her iconic townhouse as she prepared to meet them downstairs to board a limo, to go to Atlantic City. Quote, Thompson alleged to Quinn, "That's actually when I turned on Sonia, because I had literally carried that woman home. I had scraped her off carpets. I had taken her out of a vestibule where she was letting guys put ciggies in her."
What?
And I thought, okay, is there some kind of like weird Priscilla Queen of the Desert parlor trick I'm missing here?
They were lit? The cigarettes?
Yes, lit! Lit ciggies.
You know, this just sounds ill-advised.
In her lower derby.
I don't think you.
Why would you do that?
I just don't feel like that's a wise thing to be doing.
Yeah, because if the cigarette's lit, right? It's hot.
Yep.
Back door's close by.
Oh, God. I see what you're saying.
And
caution,
you know,
flammable items nearby.
I do have a question.
Please.
Which end?
Huh? Oh, yes. Good question. Well, I mean, one imagines that the lit end was sticking out because otherwise that is torture.
Well, that's why I was wondering.
But then you wonder, like, is she doing blowing smoke rings? I mean, is that a thing?
Like,
can you do that? I mean, I'm not expecting you to you know.
Well,
know all that's possible, but I mean, have you ever heard of this?
I guess I've never tried. I don't know that I want to.
No, yeah. And also, like, I get, you know, like, I thought what the implication of this story was, this woman is a naughty word, right? Like, this is a backstabby, drama-filled, catfight way of saying this woman is loose, you know, to use an overused, old-fashioned term.
I don't think the trick would work if she was loose.
Okay. Holly keeping it real professional up in here. But
you,
I mean,
wrapped the story.
I did. You're absolutely right. And again, it's because I was like, I don't know what we're going to do with it. I don't know how we're going to talk about it. It's really offensive and it's weird and gross. But I don't understand how this is just like written as if this is a thing. And then people just go about their days not going, right. I need to know why.
Well, here's my bigger problem is why, who's going to write that article? Because that's the article I want to read. Tell me everything about this behavior.
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow
singular,
would do it.
Oh, for sure. Oh, well, gosh. She probably has actually done it.
It might be a part of it.
Well, yeah, because she's still smoking ciggies. Ask her, but, you know.
But here's the other thing. There are flammables in that area. For some people, not all people. But there's flammables. Are you picking up what I'm laying down?
That's what I was saying before. If you have a lit cigarette in the venue, there are situations you are close by.
Yes.
Yeah, just around the corner. Is that what you're saying, Holly?
Yeah. That's why I'm saying. I've seen a Looney Tunes
cartoon. Oh, I'm not even talking about that flammable.
What other flammables? Like,
we know that Gwyneth Paltrow rocks a 70s vibe.
Oh.
Now, not everybody's rocking any kind of.
Okay, can I tell you about something that happened when I was in college?
I wish you would. I'm scared.
I went to a drinking party. Now, this is when I was studying abroad. I was in Japan. I was in an all-male dorm. It was common to have lots of drinking events.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of parties where lots of alcohol was consumed.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, there was a show that was provided, entertainment for the evening, that involved a gentleman pulling down his pants, turning out the lights, and setting fire to that area.
Certain things. Oh, stop it.
I was like, oh, what are we watching? Oh, look at the bright lights. Oh, my God. And just, I'm here to tell you, it all goes up in flames very quickly.
Was he okay?
Oh, yeah. No, he was totally fine. Because I think the hair just burns off and then it's, you know, you're done.
Okay, can I just follow that up with, please don't try this at home.
No, please don't do that. Don't set fire down there without, like, a permit. No, I was surprised that I was witnessing that actual behavior.
Wow.
And it's not, like, a thing. I think, literally, it could have happened, I mean, you know, add alcohol to any college party. It's not like this was, like, you know, it's Wednesday, we're now doing this. Yeah. So anyway.
I feel like
I'm not putting a cigarette anywhere near my bits and pieces.
So. No. No, I don't quite know how I feel about everything right now.
I mean, again, and you like you learn absolutely nothing in this article, which is why I just found the entire thing completely absurd and bizarre that they would lead with this one anecdote. And also, this is a 57-year-old woman who is on a television show, and this is the behavior.
And also, this is all we learn of it.
Yeah, there's no, literally, there's no backstory. There's more of a front story.
There's no, exactly.
Okay. When we come back, we solve nothing. But that's why you come to listen to us here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. We have a question for you. What tech faux pas have you committed? Colleen just did one, and she's going to tell us about it when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.